Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
It's all right, James. I have to ask about the title of today's talk, like how not to pray like a professional. Do tell.
Well, let's look at it this way. You ever heard someone pray and thought, man, I wish I could pray like that? I mean, it happens sometimes, doesn't it? Maybe at church or some special event, like a day of prayer, when you hear someone pray, or maybe you're listening to Robbie Gilmore on the radio. But they're praying so eloquently that it almost sounds like the King James English was their first language.
Oh, I resemble that remark.
Well, I'm not questioning the sincerity of that. You know, some people, especially preachers, of which I'm one, seem to have a knack for it. But it has an unfortunate outcome sometimes, and that is, if you can't pray that way, then you can really feel like a loss. You know, you might even ask, do my prayers have the same function, if you will? I mean, they sound so good when they're praying. How could my prayers have the same impact with God as theirs?
Oh, it absolutely happens. But wait a minute, James. I mean, don't you think people would call you a prayer guy? I mean, aren't you like the true professional? Don't you often get called on special events or whatever to pray?
Yeah, this is how many fingers am I pointing here, right? You know, And maybe that's why I'm thinking about it, because I am asked to pray, and when you're in that position, if you're not careful, you can find yourself thinking, well, people are expecting something, so I need to sound good. But it's not about sounding good at all. And besides, that puts too much emphasis on yourself. I mean, think about what Jesus had to say about people who, for a show, quote, make long prayers in public, you know? He talked about it more than once, including in the parable of the tax collector and the sinner. So you know he wasn't exactly impressed about it, and he set out to change it.
Right, to put it mildly. So, okay, I mean, your point is that we don't want to sound like a professional when we pray, huh?
Well, no, it's not just about what we sound like. You know, we can make that mistake and say, I want to sound like I'm casual and oh, so close to Jesus, for example. There's a certain intonation we can use when we pray that way, too. And I have to believe that's not his favorite thing either. It's not about how we sound at all. It's just about our prayers, period. You know, you may find, for example, that you naturally sound a certain way. You know, you may naturally pray in the King James. And that's okay. Don't worry about that. You know, again, that's natural for you. What is important is that we just be ourselves with God and be real with Him and communicate with Him from the heart.
Oh, yeah, by all means. So, well, let's talk about how to do that, how to talk to God as naturally as possible, whether anyone is listening or not.
Yeah, good, yeah. That is so important, because this is really where we meet Him again and again, where He shows up and we have the assurance of His presence with us, that He'll never leave us, never abandon us. These are the sweetest times that we can have, just like you were praying before we started this talk off the air. You know, Lord, I just thank you for the prayer. It's such an important thing. And this is why we have to pray, because this is, again, where we meet Jesus every day. And I have something here. Let me find it. It's something I read this past week from your hero and mine, Chuck, also known as Charles Spurgeon. So, okay, here it is. He says, when you cannot pray in words, go and lay bare your sorrow before God. Just go and show him your soul. He will see what burdens and distresses you. Then you will prevail with God's bountiful heart. God is not moved by eloquence of words and oratory of tongue, but he is swift to answer the true oratory and true eloquence of distress. When you have no strength, when you do not know what to do, just come and lay your problems at his feet. Pray, there it is, and my eyes are on you. Perhaps you think that is not praying. Let me tell you, this is the most powerful form of prayer. Just set your case before God, cast all your sorrow and all your needs on him, and then say, Lord, there it is.
Wow, and really, that's a double wow. I mean, it's so true. That's just beautiful, and it really is the most powerful way to pray. I mean, we see that in God's word again and again.
Yeah, you do. I mean, think of Jesus in Gethsemane or Jacob wrestling with God, you know, Peter telling us to cast our cares on him. You know, you think also about, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You know, that famous prayer from Jehoshaphat or Josiah. So, yeah, and this takes so much weight off, you know. Just put your emphasis on him. Just talk to him. I like the illustration that you sometimes hear about putting a chair in front of you or talking to a location as if Jesus is standing right there, because he is, you know, he's with us always.
No, and I especially like that part about showing him your soul, right? I mean, what a great way to pray. You know, you don't have to have words at all. You know, just give it to him. Just give it to him. I mean, here it is, Lord. And that idea of soul has so much to do with being in his presence, which connects so much.
Yeah, that's everything. And again, think about what Jesus said about, you know, I never knew you. This is knowing him. And this isn't just about things that distress us. It can be about loving him and praising him. Like we talked about recently with my little granddaughter, just, you know, looking up at me from her crib and smiling. There were no words involved in that. And like I said last week, it melted my heart. So would you wrap us up?
I would love to. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us each and every second, that we could open up to you and be in relationship with you, and that it not be about the words, but be about the relationship and how we can call on you and seek out, you know, what's right and what's best, and also how we might serve you. Lord, we pray that you would give us all that opportunity this week, and we again thank you for James Study and for these marvelous men that we go on their shoulders, like Charles Spurgeon and others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.